Luke 2 says, "The angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Saviour was born for you, who is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger.' Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to people he favours.'" There is something very important about this time of year. And it's not how many presents we're going to get. It's not how many lights we can staple onto the roof of our houses. It's something much more relevant to us. It's good news. The angel declared good news for all. Christmas is a festival that is celebrated by most of the world, not just by Christians. And actually, it should be like that because the good news is for all people. Not just for Jewish people, who were the people who first heard the message. Not just for shepherds, although thank God it includes them too. But it is good news for all people. The message that the Christian church offers today is still the same message. It's an inclusive message. It welcomes you. It says that there is room in the kingdom of God for you. It tells us that there is good news of great joy for all people, whatever your ethnicity, whatever your background, whatever the social elements of life that you belong to or have come from, whatever your gender, whatever your age group. The truth is, there is good news for all. The second thing is that, notice, the angel does not say, "A baby has been born for you." In fact, that is not the message of the nativity story at all. We make it all about the baby, which is of course reasonable because the baby is Jesus. But the angel does not tell us that a baby has been born. The angel tells us a Saviour has been born. And this is something to get excited about, because this baby is not just a baby, it's a Saviour. And some people, I am quite sure at that time, would feel the oppression of the Roman Empire, and they would be saying, "Well, this is great news. We've got a Saviour who will save us from Rome." But that isn't the message of the Christmas story. The message of the Christmas story is there is a Saviour to save us from sin. Sin is becoming quite a dirty word. It's almost like we shouldn't use it anymore. But you know what it means? It means failure. It means when we have failed God. And the truth is, we've all failed God. And that means we all need a Saviour, someone who can save us from our sin. And the answer of Christmas, the answer that we are given, is that a Saviour is being born, not a baby. You see, the truth is, when Jesus came into the world, nothing was going to be the same. The truth is that the Saviour coming into the world was going to be there for all men of every ethnic background, of every social group, of every gender, of every background that you can think of. The Saviour was there for them. And the fact is, we can all cry out to the Saviour. We can all call out to the Saviour. The Saviour is the one that we need, and that is the gift we need this Christmas. My third point, and my last point as well, is that the angel said, "There will be a sign for you." Now, this is where baby comes into it. because the angel says there will be a sign for you, and it's a baby wrapped in cloth. Now, what's interesting is the way Luke tells this story. You know, Luke's gospel would probably have been transmitted orally long before it was transmitted when it was written down. And the truth is, in church, there might well be somebody who had memorized it and would stand up and recite Luke's gospel. And so, it would be understood that the message that you would hear would be from first to last. It would be from the beginning of the gospel to the end of the gospel. And so it is Luke who uses this word about the baby wrapped in cloth. And Matthew and Mark and John don't mention this. Of course, Luke is the only one that mentions the visit of the angels to the shepherds. But Luke tells us very clearly that there is a sign for us, and it's a baby wrapped in cloth. If you go to the other end of Luke's gospel, you will see, after the crucifixion, the story of another Joseph. Not Joseph, the husband of Mary, but Joseph of Arimathea, a nobleman, a man of the Sanhedrin, of the Jewish ruling council. And it says, he approached Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Taking it down, he wrapped it in fine linen and placed it in a tomb cut into the rock where no one had ever been placed. The message that the angel said was for all people everywhere is that there's a sign here. And we have to take that sign in the context of Luke's gospel. The sign is, there is a baby wrapped in cloth. And it's the same baby that at the end of the gospel is wrapped in cloth again when his body is taken down from the cross, dead. The Saviour who dies, the Saviour who is wrapped in cloth. He's wrapped in cloth when we receive him into our world. He's wrapped in cloth when he dies. He is wrapped in cloth. The same word is used in both parts of the gospel in the original Greek. The message is, the sign is, the baby is the same as the Saviour who died. The Saviour who is born is the Saviour who died. This is the gospel. This is the message. This is the truth about the Saviour. This is the truth of the good news that's open to all. This is the truth that the baby dies for you. The baby dies facing God for the sin of the whole world. He pays the penalty for our error and our failure. And in doing so, reconciles us to God. Bearing away our sin and our failure, our guilt and our hurt. You can't tell me that you don't know what hurt is. That you don't know what guilt is. That you don't know what failure is. All of these things are why we need a Saviour. And this is the message of Christmas. A Saviour has been born. A Saviour. And here's the sign. You wrap him in cloth that when he's born, you wrap him in cloth when he dies. And of course, interestingly, Luke also records that when he's raised from the dead, they found the clothes that he had been wrapped in, neatly folded up. And the truth is, we can't contain the Saviour. We can wrap him up, because as a baby he should be wrapped up. We can wrap him up as a corpse, because as a corpse he should be wrapped up. But Jesus will not be contained by our wrappings. He is raised from the dead. And because he is alive, he can be your Saviour today. Only a Saviour who is alive is any good at all. So this Christmas, I would love it if you would join me in meeting the Saviour. The baby is wonderful. We all love babies. I get a bit gaga about babies sometimes. And, you know, I remember when our kids were little and I loved having babies, and It was a great time in our lives. But you know, I'm much more interested in meeting the Saviour, because the Saviour can change you. The Saviour can change me. The Saviour can deal with my hurt and my guilt and my failure and my sin. The Saviour can present me to God. And so today, I'd like to pray with you, and I'd like you to pray with me. Would you bow your head for a moment? Father God, we're so glad that your good news is all-inclusive, that it reaches to us all. Thank you that we don't have to be born on the right side of the track to receive the gospel. Thank you that we don't have to be British. We don't have to be white. We don't have to be a particular ethnicity. Thank you, Lord, the gospel is for all of us. And thank you so much that it was a Saviour who was born, because we need a Saviour. Thank you so much for the sign of the baby who is wrapped in cloth. The sign of the Saviour who is wrapped in cloth when he's taken down from the cross. And the sign of the empty tomb and the folded grave clothes. Father, we thank you for all of these many things. But tonight we ask you that you might come into our hearts, Lord Jesus, this Christmas. That you might come in today and come in to stay. That we might welcome the Saviour by welcoming the baby. That we might receive good news from you. Lord, touch every heart that's open to you now. Touch them, fill them, and give them a great Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you.